You're listening to Bloomberg Best on Bloomberg Radio.
I'm June Grosso.
And I'm Doug Krisner.
Wall Street traders are already threatened by computers that can do their jobs faster and cheaper. Now they should also start worrying about computers that are following their every move.
There is an algorithm being rolled out by JPMorgan Chase to make sure its employees behave, not just now, but in the future. Here's Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
June and Doug, it comes down to this. An algorithm knows you're a rogue employee before you do. Hugh Sohn has our story from our New York newsroom.
Essentially, the problem that they had before today was they have a lot of data on their employees, but they don't have a way to correlate it and put it together in a way that they could present it to business heads that would make sense. And so this takes things like whether or not you've taken your compliance classes, whether or not your personal trading has had any kind of violations, things like that, and also all of your email and your electronic communication, and creating a profile.
Hugh, take us inside your reporting process. How much of the information that you obtained about these algorithms is public? How willing was JP Morgan to talk about this?
So, they obviously provided a executive to speak to me, so that shows that they are, you know, that they're pretty willing to talk on this. It does involve a kind of Big Brother Orwellian type of future. And so, you know, they were sensitive and they didn't give us all the information. For instance, there are dozens of inputs, and I'm sure they kind of gave me the ones that were safest that go into this algorithm. So, they were sort of, cooperating, but didn't give us a lot of information.
Well, let me suggest, is this really about the algorithm or is this really about the publicity, getting the message out and initiating the conversation?
I mean, I think it's partly about that. They're the first big bank and also the biggest Wall Street bank to talk about this. So that's important. I think, you know, your point is a good one, which is, one would think this would have a chilling effect on bad behavior. If you think that every keystroke on a keyboard, everything you do could potentially count against you, you're going to behave better.
That said, doesn't every employee at every highly regulated bank sure. anywhere in the world already believe that they are monitored 100%?
Yes, but you know, if you've seen the recent scandals, FX, things like that, right? I mean, it's a very loose, empty sieve, and people can get away with it. And because there hasn't been a central function to take all the data and present it to business heads, mistakes happen and things don't get caught.
Yeah.
But you're right. Everybody should know now you don't put stupid things in emails.
Well, that said then, if you are going to do something unethical, illegal, outrageous, dangerous, wouldn't you simply circumvent the company's right. official email system?
That's a big part of it. But again, email is and chats and telephone conversations, that's one input. And that there are dozens of others. But at the end of the day, you're talking about the limitations of technology. And they didn't go into that deeply. I mean, at the end of the day, they realize you can circumvent things if you want to.
Yeah, and worth, too, putting all of this in context, how big approximately are JP Morgan's legal bills as it deals with and cleans up past scandals?
Right. So, you know, it's funny. They won the war and lost the peace. So they came out of the financial crisis doing very well. And then they racked up $36 billion in legal bills afterwards in just a laundry list of scandal.
What are some of the inputs then that JP Morgan Chase is using to monitor its employees?
So as you know, it's proprietary and they gave us very few of them. The ones that they told us about are, for instance, you have to take your 2-week vacation, right? So that's a sign if you don't. That's a red flag if you don't. You have to take all your compliance classes. You know, if you have, there are very specific personal trading rules that are in place. And if you violate those, that's another red flag. So there are several of them that they gave to us, but there are many dozens that they didn't tell us.
And what about the ethical issues here?
It's problematic, ultimately, if you are let go for something you haven't done yet. They didn't go into how they would be disciplining their people for obvious reasons. But they did, you know, people did. I do know that there are people who have been let go for things that are kind of stupid, but don't cross line into actual criminal behavior. So ultimately, it's in their discretion. You know, people are generally at will employees, and you have to be very careful if you're working there. You know, I think this is going to be something that's going to be more talked about. It's not just, hey, you're a Wall Street employee and this is your concern. This is kind of humanity, right? And just the encroaching you know, tide of big data, which uses everything from, you know, can look at your Facebook feeds, can look at, you know, your Apple Watch health feed. You know, it's really one part of a much bigger picture.
Bloomberg News reporter Hugh Sohn covering J.P. Morgan for us in New York. He reports that J.P. Morgan Chase has hired 2,500 compliance workers and spent $730 million over the past 3 years to improve operations. June, Doug.
Thanks to Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.